Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on creators to participate in the 25 challenges under the theme Create in India, which is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. During his Mann Ki Baat address, he encouraged creators to visit the website wavesindia.org to participate in these challenges, which features growing opportunities in creative sectors such as gaming, animation and filmmaking, among others. Earlier on the 22nd of August this year, Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, unveiled the Create in India Challenge Season 1 in New Delhi. These challenges will serve as a precursor to the upcoming World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves, aligning with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of design in India, design for the world. According to the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit will be organized from 5th to 9th February next year to propel India's media and entertainment industry and boost the creator economy. The Supreme Court is slated to hear the suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at R.G. Garg Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata today. A three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud will resume hearing the case. Last week, the bench, also comprising Justices J.B. Batriwala and Manoj Misra, decided to postpone the hearing scheduled for September 27 on the West Bengal government's request. Taking suo motu cognizance of the incident, the Supreme Court termed it horrific, which raises systemic issue of the safety of doctors across the country. The top court also ordered the formation of a national task force to suggest measures for the security of medical professionals across the country, observing that the safety of doctors is the highest national concern. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday said India would have given a larger bailout package to Pakistan than sought by Islamabad from the International Monetary Fund had the neighbouring nation maintained friendly relations with New Delhi. Addressing an election rally in the Gurez Assembly segment of Bandipora district, Singh referred to the Prime Minister's development package for Jammu and Kashmir announced in 2014-15. Reiterating the promises made in the BJP's election manifesto, Singh said that as the defence minister, he assured that if BJP candidate wins the election, then more people from Gurez will be recruited in the Indian Army. Dutch Shada training for healthcare workers was held in Peg at District Hospital from 26 to 28 September. The training was held to train healthcare workers to identify and handle common cause of maternal and neonatal deaths, follow essential standards and importance of quality care around the time of childbirth, ensuring clinical practices for routine care and management of problems during various stages of labour. The training also empowered service providers at the delivery points to perform all the evidence-based practices for maternity care during labour, delivery and immediate postpartum period to reduce maternal and neonatal mortality. Facilitators of the training were Dr. Bangardumse from District Hospital and senior nurses. And Nagaland will be hosting a two-day Nagaland International Coffee Seminar 2024 under the theme Beyond the Brew, Future Perspectives on Sustainable Coffee at Dimapur on 1st and 2nd October. The event will serve as a platform for local and international stakeholders to exchange ideas, share best practices and explore latest innovations in sustainable coffee production. Joint Secretary of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Government of India, Mercy Abau, will deliver keynote address, and Lok Sabha MP S. Subhumiran Jameer will be the guest of honour. The seminar, which features international speakers and local entrepreneurs and coffee experts, will also be taken part in the event by Vivito Yepto, co-founder Nagaland Coffee Private Limited, Dimapur, Lichang Humzoi, founder Ete Coffee, Kohima, Lani Ang, Director Dentyville Enterprise, LLP and PhD scholar in agriculture, chemistry and soil science, and Zakir Zono Jameer, proprietor Coffee Lady, Mitsifema, Nagaland. key sessions will focus on sustainable initiatives and best practices in the coffee industry, soil health for coffee cultivation, defects in green coffee, vision and future of Nagaland coffee, among others. The event is jointly organized by Business Association of Nagas and Ministry of MSME. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.